Allie.
And I'm Helena, and welcome to
Trendy and Quirky, where we talk about trends.
And you just enjoy.
Enjoy. And now, a word from our sponsor,
Amazon.
Are you tired of going to stores and seeing people because you're antisocial?
Or having to go to a bunch of stores?
Then try Amazon. Amazon is an online store that has everything.
There are so many gift choices around the holidays, so enjoy. Today is trends that we actually enjoy.
You know, just, I guess, top trends, I guess? I don't know.
Like trends in books, movies, fashion, TikTok, beauty, and Google.
So, we hope you enjoy.
Enjoy! This first trend is a few popular young adult books.
Yes, I have not personally read a whole lot of books. I read a lot of popular ones, but I know you have read a lot of books.
Yeah, I have, and a lot of them are on my list to read next. So, the first one is The Book Thief. This one is amazing. It's a lot of drama. It's set in World War II. Amazing book, like really good. I have friends who didn't like it, but I strongly disagree.
I've seen a movie for it, I think. Anyways, our next book, The Hate U Give. I know my mom's read this one. I have not read this one. Have you read this one?
No, I haven't.
But I've heard it's really good.
The Fault in Our Stars,
fandom.
That's true, that does have a fandom. I've heard it's good, but I haven't read it. I need to read it. I have a lot of books that I need to read that I haven't read yet, so, because I have school.
Let's see. Another one is
Divergent.
Divergent, yeah. I have read this book. I've not finished the series, but I have read the book.
I've read the first book, but I thought it was pretty good. Triss is kind of annoying.
It was decent.
It was decent, just I didn't like Triss.
Was it? The Outsiders. Is that the book that the 8th graders read?
Yeah, the whole 8th grade read this book. I thought it was okay. I don't know, it's kind of easy. But
I'm in 7th grade.
You'll read it next year.
One of Us is Lying. Oh my gosh, I've not read this book, but I've heard so many good things about it.
I've heard a lot of good things about it, too.
I guess I'd recommend, even though I haven't read it, but a lot of people recommend it to me, so I guess I would recommend, and I will probably, that's probably one of the books that I will
read. It's a mystery. I've heard it's amazing, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, there's The Hunger Games.
Yeah, that's just a classic.
It is a classic. Like, everyone's read that book. Like, highly recommend if you haven't read it, and yeah, the characters are amazing. Awesome. It was awesome. Yeah. And there's also The Selection.
Selection, yeah, that one is more if you're into like
romance,
yeah,
love triangle,
really dramatic. Yeah,
I thought it was good. I read all three of the books. I know there's more. I've only read the first three. Like, I've only read the trilogy part. I haven't read like all that stuff, but I read it all the week before school started, and I thought it was really good.
Yeah,
I don't know. There's a lot of hilarious parts and good parts.
So, yeah, we would totally recommend. I guess you could just Google popular young adult fiction books or, you know, young adult books.
Okay, one more. Sorry, I just remembered this. Legend. This book is amazing. It's very suspenseful. How do I explain this? It's kind of a mystery, but it's really good. It's action-packed. It's amazing.
So, we would recommend, I guess, just Googling popular young adult books and, I guess, finding a book that sounds interesting to you.
Yeah.
Next thing we're doing is trending movies. We looked up some movies that are trending, and there's not that many.
There's a very sad number, but it's okay. We'll have Allie read them to you.
We have Night Books, Worth, Avengers Endgame. Can't read that. Or that. Free Guy. Gunpowder Milkshake. That's a very interesting title. Red Notice, Shang-Chi, Black Widow, No Time to Die, In the Heights, Uncut Gems, and Little Women.
Okay, I have seen a few of these. I've seen Night Books, Endgame, Shang-Chi, Black Widow, and Little Women. So
I've only seen Night Books.
Night Books is good.
It's like kind of like a Halloween movie.
Yeah, I guess it's not really Halloween, but it's a good movie.
It's like a horror.
It's horror. It's not too scary, but like
there are some parts that are like,
I don't know. There's a reason why I don't like candy corn, and like, I don't know. There was one part that ruined some candy for me because it was disgusting.
Yeah, there's some parts that are like, yeah. It's a Halloween movie. You probably don't watch it with little kids, but if you even if you don't like horror movies, it's pretty.
It's good. Yeah. I don't like horror movies, and
don't
I
watch
liked
it with a 5-year-old. You'll scar them for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then 3 of these are Marvel movies, so.
That makes sense.
No wonder you haven't watched them.
Yeah.
You need to.
You're gonna keep mentioning that.
I'm gonna keep mentioning it.
I almost watched Little Women, but then we couldn't, so.
I watched it. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, I haven't seen the original. I've only seen the new one, so I don't know how it compares, but I thought it was good. I've heard of No Time to Die. It's the new James Bond movie.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen it. Our teacher said it was good, so.
In the Heights. I think that was.
It might be. I think it's a musical. Like,
yeah, it's a musical. And I think the Hamilton dude, whatever.
Lin-Manuel Miranda?
I think he's in it.
Okay, cool.
Well, he was in the play when it was a play, when it was a musical, and now he's in the movie, but not as the character he was.
And then there's Free Guy. I've heard that's really good. My brother and I wanted to see it. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet. Gunpowder Milkshake. I don't know what that's about.
That's a very interesting title.
Very. It looks. I don't know if that's appropriate.
It's on Netflix, so if you want
to. Yeah, just look on Netflix. You'll find
rated
it.
R.
Okay, it's rated R.
Maybe don't watch it. Unless
James Bond is rated
R. Watch rated R movies, but yeah.
Pretty sure James Bond is rated R too. Oh, really?
And it's 3 hours long.
Well, I'll have fun sitting through that movie when you go and watch it.
Well, that's all for movies.
Yeah.
Okay, Marvel movies trending right now. Perfect. I'm a big Marvel fan.
I have not actually ever watched a Marvel movie, but my friend is making me watch all of them, so.
Come back in a few days and we'll tell you how many
Marvel
movies
I have watched so far. Currently we're at 0, but maybe soon there will be a lot more.
At least one.
At least one, yeah.
Okay, we're back 2 days later and Allie has watched
a Marvel movie!
Yeah!
To be honest, I had watched a Marvel movie like over the summer and that was one out of like the 20. But I watched another one last night. I watched Iron Man with my brother and my mom.
So yeah, she's making progress.
I'm making progress.
A lot of progress.
That means I have 19 more, including the new one that just came out.
Which one?
And 2 TV shows, Eternals.
Oh, okay.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe I miscounted, but I'm probably miscounted. There's probably like 30 more, but
it's okay. We're
making progress.
One less. You got one less to watch.
Yay. Okay, now we're going to do fashion trends. And if you saw my first podcast episode, I did a whole episode about this. It was 5 minutes.
Good job. The first thing is flannel.
I love flannels. I just bought a flannel, and it's coming, and it'll be here maybe next week.
I also just got a flannel, and I love it. Warmest thing ever. So.
Flannels are the best. I've also seen a lot of leather and like those puffer jackets.
Yeah.
I also have a jacket coming in the mail. I have a lot of things coming.
Okay, now let's play the game. Let's look at a random fashion website.
So we found this website and it's sort of like the high fashion, you know? Like
rich people fashion.
Yeah, rich people fashion. And some of it we're like, oh yeah, that's cool. Others were a little confused. We have geometry, like sort of geometric clothes, and I mean,
yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
I'm not a big fan.
I kind of like it. Ooh, I'm loving that one. We're not filming, so you can't actually see the picture, but it's
pretty much pants and then kind of like a crop top. Not a crop top, but you. We'll put the website somewhere.
Yeah. And then we have Color Clash. I mean, I'm also loving that. Okay, maybe I'm kind of. I don't know.
It's pretty much just like.
They're putting bright colors together.
Yeah, like, this one has, like, a bright red and a bright pink and bright red and orange and a yellow and a pink. Red?
Pink.
Pink. That's a pink.
Yeah. So, that, I mean, sure, I guess, if it's simpler. Maybe not that.
Maybe not. It's kind of like a dress with long bell-bottom pants.
Don't do that. But that one.
Like that. That one is a crop top with a high-waisted skirt. And
that's cool. I don't like the shoes. Okay, sorry. This is not a review thing. We're moving on. Moving on. Double duty. I don't actually know what this
is. I don't know what this is.
Okay, I'm going to read the description.
May come to a surprise to you that we suggest pairing your favorite skirt with a tall tailored trouser, but hear us out? I don't know.
So basically, it's basically like pants and skirt kind of thing. Like, in these pictures, there's someone with a dress and pants under. I mean, that's okay. Normal. Maybe not that.
I don't know. Maybe not the same color of pants underneath
like
the skirt.
Like that one. That one.
That one is a dress with, like, white pants. So.
Oh, yeah.
You're just like, oh, I like that one. Yeah. They can't see anything.
I'm sorry. We're not. Maybe not.
And then there's a plaid dress that's, like, awesome.
Yeah. There's links to buy stuff, and they're rich people things, so it's, like, $450. Anyways, this one is ski season.
Okay. That's terrible. I'm a skier. Let me just say, no one looks cute skiing. If you try, you're an idiot.
Some of this does not look I would go skiing in. It's basically, like, it's short, like a bikini.
With a bikini it's and, like, a bikini like a puffer jacket.
With a puffer jacket and boots. I'm like, I don't want to go skiing. Maybe it's not a go skiing. Maybe it's just to walk around.
Yeah, these are kind of like...
These are not. I'm not loving this.
Yeah, they're kind of like just like people who think they know how to ski, but they're like
maybe they do bad. Know how to ski, and they just and like just clothes. Like,
oh yeah, I like being fashionable while I ski. Let me just say, skiing's not about fashion; it's about skill. So, don't even try. Stop.
Yeah.
And then there's a sweater. I'm not feeling that sweater.
Leather.
Okay.
Leather is something that I would definitely wear myself.
I'm okay with leather. I think it's kind of uncomfortable, but I think it looks good.
I'm definitely these pictures I'm liking. You can't see them, but they're great. They're
okay. Just go to the website and you'll see what we're talking
about. We'll link the website
at the bottom of this.
Yeah. So as I mean, they're looking. I would definitely wear leather. I would recommend leather.
Yeah, it's kind of like a normal like business top with like leather shorts.
It's kind of
all like a gray
business casual sort of thing.
Yeah, it's
maybe not
cool.
Casual. This is
not too. That's casual. Not really casual.
But yeah,
still,
I would definitely do leather.
And then also there is
leather gloves.
I don't know. I can't wear gloves at all.
I mean that one. Okay, again, we'll link it. But
it looks better with like casual wear than like the fancy dress.
Yeah.
Like, I prefer the girl that's wearing it with the shirt than the dress.
Yeah. I mean, that one doesn't look too bad.
Yeah, that one's also kind of casual.
Yeah, but not really. But yeah, so, the gloves, they're only $595 if you want
them. Yeah, like, we have that much money.
I mean, I'm not, I don't. But yeah.
I'm not gonna waste money on that. I'll just.
So yeah, leather gloves. I would wear it.
I would also.
This is turning into like review. Anyways, shine bright.
I don't know what this is.
Oh, it's like sparkly and like shiny, I guess.
I think so. There's a girl that has like a sparkly top with like puffy sleeves and is wearing jeans. I think that looks good.
That one on the other. The one.
The it's kind of like a vest with like black pants. I don't know if I don't recommend like shiny things with like a nicer outfit.
Like that. Like,
that's not. I don't know. This is kind of a review now.
Ooh, I might have to spend $222 on this top.
It's a glitter crop top. And
it has, like, flowy sleeves, and it looks amazing, so I might...
I don't know. I like that.
If I have that much money, I will get it.
But yeah, that... This is... Oh, the last one. Furry.
It's called Furry Friend. It's basically fur.
Just fur.
What is that?
Well, one girl's wearing, like, literally a hat with, like, a giant dress of fur and long sleeves. I don't like it. I don't like the other person doing the exact same thing. The furry top is okay, but otherwise, no.
Yeah, so maybe not.
Yeah, this has been us reviewing fashion trends.
Oh no, what is this?
Okay, we're done now.
Oh, it's hats.
Oh.
They're like hoods. That's strange.
Okay, anyways, we are done now.
Okay.
But yeah, this has been us.
I'm sorry, I'm just kind of.
She's going down the intro.
Okay.
This has been us reviewing fashion trends for how many minutes?
Seven. But yeah.
Go to the website, see what we're talking about.
You can also just sort of look up casual fashion trends. You don't have to be like us looking up high fashion trends.
I don't know. Most of these are, I'm like, oh, I'm too poor for this.
Just like go to Pinterest and find cute clothes.
And then just go to like, I don't know, a store and be like, oh, I've seen this. And guess what? It's only $20. It's not the $500 that I saw online.
Anyways, so yeah.
Hope you enjoyed that.
I guess just find casual trendy clothes. You don't need to spend thousands.
Or just like wear clothes. Just wear jeans, guys. There you go. Simplicity.
Yeah.